If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. And if you circle the word endurance, because that was what Jesus, that was what he applied. That was what he did. He said, let us to employ what he employed, the virtue he employed. Let us run with endurance the race that he set before us. Now, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set for before him did what? And you see why he says we should run with endurance? You can't be looking at Jesus and not begin to imbibe that virtue of endurance that puts you over sickness, sin, and disease, and poverty. You cannot, as long as you look unto Jesus. He knows that it's a life of war, but you have been sentenced to victory, perpetual victory. The judgment has been given. You have been acquitted of all lies and allegations, and you have won the case through the blood of Jesus. That's what it is. And that's why we are told by him, do this often. Don't forget who you are. Forget who you are is to make yourself a slave. A slave to sin, a slave to poverty, a slave to sickness. True. But you are the son of the king. You are a king. You rule the things created. They don't rule you. Pastor, what if my flesh? I say you are in control. Can't you see? Can't you hear what I'm saying? How did Jesus endure? He endured the cross, despising the shame. It was a shameful thing. Somebody said that if there's one thing you always have a control over, it's your choice and your choice of attitude. You will have to choose. Nobody will force you to choose. If you choose not to choose something, nobody can force you. That's how much God has made you unique. But can your choice be influenced? Of course, very easily. The whole life you live is life of influence. You are constantly being influenced, and you are influencing people even without your knowing. But when you begin to understand what we're saying, then you will deliberately do some things to protect yourself. So he shed his blood, and so you are more than a conqueror. Of his nature, and we identifying with the fact that he died, and what blood will do, what his blood will do, will happen to us in the name of Jesus. Because you see, we are such a being that we are able to live in both realms, and by faith we are there, and physically we are here. Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God. There is much more you can do that you don't know through this Bible. So when he says do it often, for me, literally what I just say is fine. If you apply blood to bring them out of bondage, he applied the blood and the blood sorted them out. He said, what do you mean? Oh, when the blood was applied, the angel of death knew where to go and where not to go. Okay. So he became protective. You see, I have the marks of Jesus on me. So this blood of Jesus will protect me. This blood of Jesus will select me. This blood of Jesus will empower me, because instructions came with it that day. Said, you know, you are in the worst you can be on earth today. Go tell them that. Come on, say, look. Go. What? I said, go. Is it borrowing, right? They said, go ask for their jewelry. Yes. To buy them. To do what? To take them. But what did he tell them to tell them? Say, can I borrow your chain? Can I borrow your trinket box? Can you give me your treasure? Chess, can I borrow? And they all borrow, and they walked away. And they knew that they were not borrowing, they knew they were giving. Can you see the effect of the blood? The poorest on earth became the richest. The greatest of slaves became the ruler. And that's what, see, and you know what he was demonstrating? It was alluding to the state of man. As horribly held down as you are by sins and his chains, one move, you will control sin. You control the masters of sin. You control the headquarters of sin. You control Satan, their father. One move. What move? The blood of Jesus. because it's a bargaining thing. I will pay the price. You won't have to struggle your whole life here in eternity looking for the prize. I pay the prize. And so you go free. It was Billy Graham that said this. If I happened to my brother, Pastor John, he was running for a meeting of pastors too. He was late. Exactly the same thing. And he was going. So he forgot. He knew it. He knew everywhere to slow down to 20 kph and to step up, 35 kph and to step up to, and then to come back again quickly. He knew. But because he was late, he thought he now missed, he took a shortcut and then he beat the speed limit. Immediately he was to turn. He turned. He said, fine. He said, oh God, have mercy. The man said, "Pat," he said, "do you know you?" He said, "Yes, I'm very sorry." He said, "That's good." Meanwhile, he just took his license and was writing. He wrote so much. This man charged him almost 7 offenses for. He was sent. He said, so he was getting angry. And the man just said, "You are in a hurry. I will frustrate that hurry." That's what they do. He said, "Park." And it will keep you there for at least 10 minutes. So your hastiness will be dissolved. Then he will now load you with all kind of charges. So by the time the man was leaving, it was like, you have to appear in court. But he was going to preach. So he got there, he said, it was a choice. He was way down. He said, no. He got in there, preached. He started dancing. I have to tell this. No. So he opened his message by saying, next month when we meet, you hear testimonies. And nobody will say, yes, I will have testimonies. But he was talking of himself. Hallelujah. He said, when he got to court, when the counts were read out, he said, this man is wicked. But Jesus is Lord. He said, well, he had prayed. He said, God, you saw my heart. No, I'm not again. I committed an offense. But this man is going to meet about 7. So they called him and he stood up. They read out the charges, he stood up. So they called for the prosecutor. They waited. Then the man turned and said, but do you know you committed this offense? I said, yes. He said, why? He said, actually, I was out of my mind. I was running to preach. And I thought I had enough time. And I realized I was late. So I mistakenly overshot the limit. So I said, you know what? Discharge and acquitted. Go. The one with Bill Graham, the man said, are you guilty? He said, yes. He said, because. He said, you know what? I will punish you according to the law. So I'm going to charge you and find him certain things. He said, it's either you go serve this one that is hard labor, that is called grass, I'm going to work, or this, or both. He said, but I choose to make sure that you pay this. He said, and you know what? I, as the judge, I've chosen to pay it for you. He said, so you can go. So the man got to the crusade the following day. He said, you see, I met a type of Jesus yesterday. You can never pay your price. You can never pay your price to overcome sin, to overcome sickness, to overcome weakness, fear, failure, poverty. You cannot. But can't you see the shortcut? The blood of Jesus. Can't you see what I'm saying? You can face the demons of today. They will floor you 1,000 times. But through the blood of Jesus, you stand secure. Can't you see the shortcut? You see why it says, do it often. And as you do it, remember. That's why the Bible says that renew your mind with the word of God. You break wicked thoughts by the word of God. You know what? Because that word introduces another seed to you. The mind captures seed through what? Your ears, your eyes, your mouth, your tongue, your feelings. They feed your mind constantly. So what if you position at these gates the word of God, the anointing? If you position the word, you will reap the word. You are more than a conqueror. I say you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. So Paul says, now thanks be to God who always causes Tyro. Always causes Tyro. To what? triumph in Christ Jesus, you will always triumph in the name of Jesus. He says we are more than what? A conqueror. How? In Christ Jesus, you will always be more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Can you see that all depends on what you feed your mind and what you are incubating, meditating upon? Let me boldly say in the name of Jesus, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. You'll bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. Whatever you put your hands to do, I decree in the name of Jesus, you will prosper. I say spiritually, you will prosper. I say spiritually, you will prosper. I say spiritually, you will prosper. Materially, you will prosper. Emotionally, you will prosper. I say nothing from this realm will hold you captive again. In the name of Jesus, you are head, you are not tail, above only and never beneath. You are complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers. It is well with you. Indeed, you are the light of the world. I say you are the salt of the earth. I say go forth and prosper in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. 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 You go in peace in Jesus' name.